Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments Alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3615, and today's date is April 9th, 2025, and the title of the episode is Trump Sets the Timeline for the Deep State's Treasonous Acts. You'll have the final move. Checkmate. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, it seems that their narrative is completely and utterly falling apart. First, we started off with Jim Cramer saying that Monday was going to be Black Monday and the stock market was going to drop 20% or so, and that never happened. Then we had other individuals from BlackRock, and now we have Jamie Dimon saying, hey, we're talking to all these different CEOs and we're heading into a recession. Well, by the way, we've been in a recession for quite a while. Actually, what Trump and the Patriots are going to do, they're going to be pulling us out of the recession that Biden has caused. And we will find out, because they will go back in time and they will let us know that the recession started during Biden's time. And think about it. The fake news, they've been saying that the market's going to continually come down. The tariffs are going to be absolutely awful. The economy is going to implode. And what do we see happening? Well, we have 75 countries or so. They're ready to negotiate with Trump. China, Europe, Canada, they're all fighting back as hard as they possibly can. But in the end, it is going to fail for them. So what has Trump done? he decided, okay, since these countries stepped forward and they want to negotiate, we're not going to hit them very hard with tariffs while we're in negotiations. Because remember, what does Trump want? He wants equal trade. That's pretty much it. So again, he is now negotiating with these 75 countries to have equal trade. And since they announced that they're going to put a delay on the tariffs, and actually I think keep it at 10% or so, he's going to do this for at least 90 days while they're in negotiation. And all of a sudden, the market went up. Gold started to move back up again. Because again, Trump's intention is not to destroy people's money. His intention is not to destroy the economy right now. His intention is to bring us into a new system and to set up a new system. And the only way to do this is to force individuals to the negotiation table. Because without doing that, how can you move this system into another system that's driven by we the people? I do believe in the end, his aim is to restructure the entire Federal Reserve, because he sent an interesting message with one of his executive orders. And remember, you don't telegraph to your enemy what you're about to do. You kind of lead them down a path where they think that you're doing absolutely nothing. And I do believe that's exactly what he's doing. But you can see that Trump has China, Canada, and Europe exactly where he wants them. And soon you're going to see that these countries, as time goes on, they're going to start to feel the pain, and eventually they're going to be coming to the negotiation table. But again, we need to move from a central bank system into a new system. And yes, it's going to feel uncomfortable. Yes, it's going to feel like, ooh, things are falling apart, because that's what the fake news wants you to believe. But think about it. Trump knows, and he's planning this for a very long time, he knows that it will be uncomfortable, but he's trying to minimize it along the way. And this is why he continually puts out the message, do not panic, and don't be a panickin, because everything in the end is going to be okay. And some of the moves that he is making is to force certain countries to the negotiation tables. And I do believe in the end, Trump will be going after the Federal Reserve, and that's when things are going to really look scary for a lot of people, because the fake news, the central bank, and everyone else is going to try to convince you that everything's, you know, the world is falling apart and the world is imploding because Trump is going after the central bank. But you could see at this point in time, we have people like Jamie Dimon, BlackRock, they're all saying that we're heading to a recession. That is the likely outcome of Trump's trade war. Well, again, we've said it many, many times before, we've been in a recession, and actually with everything that Trump is doing, he's going to be pulling us out of Biden's recession. And you can see the D's, they really want to stop Trump at all costs. And yes, there are certain rhinos that actually want to do this too. Schumer, he says, we want to take tariff authority from Trump. We allowed Biden to have because Trump's going so overboard. So right now, they're going to try to stop Trump because, again, they're controlled by China, they're controlled by the central bank. They don't want Trump to continue on with his agenda. And you have to remember, this is not just a normal four-year election or an eight-year election. This is about changing the entire system that the deep state, the central bankers have created. We're at a crossroads, and it's time to take back the country and keep it and remove the certain agencies that they put into place to try to maintain control over we the people. So breaking free of this is not easy. Go back in history. Any time an enslaved people decided we don't want this anymore, did they just stand up and say, hey, we're leaving? Or did they have to fight their way out of the enslavement? Now, going back in time, during periods of enslavement, where it was physical enslavement, it was bloody. This is more an economic type of enslavement. Is it going to be bloody? No. But are people going to be scared? Yes. Is it going to feel like all hope is gone? That's the way they're going to make it seem. But in the end, as we keep fighting, we're going to be able to take what we have and move it into a people's system. But you can see, there are countries now that are fighting back. The EU, they are now moving forward with their retaliatory tariffs, and that is going to be between 10 and 25%. Some of these go in effect on April 15th, some go in effect in May, and then down in December. But what we're going to see happen is we're going to see that as they continue to do this, what do you think Trump is going to do? He's going to raise tariffs on them. And remember, they need us. We don't need them. And this is going to be a major, major problem because remember, they've been taking a huge amount of money from we the people. The wealth has been transported from here to them via the tariffs that they have on the U.S. And now they are going to have to pay up and the money is going to be returned to this country. So who do you think is going to suffer in the end? Because think about it. This entire time they've been stealing our wealth. Now we're going to be taking the wealth back. Who's going to hurt more? We've already had the experience of them taking our wealth. Now they're going to feel the pain, and it won't take that long for the people of those countries and the installed leaders to say, holy crap, we can't survive this. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster. And wait until the CEOs and others start to complain and start to say, listen, either you fix it or we're leaving this country. Because we can't survive this way. We're losing billions and billions of dollars. And we'll see who wins in the end. This is going to be very, very interesting. So the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, he has now warned that China's decision to retaliate against Trump's tariffs will ultimately backfire. Because they announced that they're going to go from 34 to 84%. Right now, the U.S. is around 104%. Actually, add in the tariffs from before. We're about at 125 right now. And Bessent, he says that China exports far more to the U.S. than it imports. It has more to lose in a trade war. China exports $438.9 billion worth of goods to the United States in 2024, while the U.S. exports $143.5 billion to China. So in the end, who's going to hurt the most? It's going to be China. Now, again, for those different companies, for the farmers, yes, they will feel a little bit of pain. And think about what Trump did the last time. He took the tariff money and he gave it to the farmers to make up the difference while we were, you know, within a trade war, a very small trade war back in 2016 and 2020. This time around, most likely he's going to do the same exact thing because once again, we're in a trade war once again, and he's going all out this time, and he will subsidize the farmers right now so they can weather the storm. But since China decided to place an 84% tariff on U.S. goods, this is going to be a disaster for them because what happens when they raise their tariffs? The U.S. raises the tariffs on China. So in the end, it's not going to work out for China whatsoever. The Kobisi letter on X says, Treasury Secretary Bessent, when asked about removing Chinese stocks from U.S. exchanges, he said everything is on the table. And when you really look at this, you could see that China is actually surrounded because you have Japan, South Korea, India, Vietnam. They're all coming to the bargaining table. They're going to be making deals. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to see everything shift because now, since Trump has made deals with these countries, there's going to be more trade with these countries and less trade with China. So who in the end is going to really feel the pain? It's going to be China. Then take it to the next level. What do we see? Well, the yuan is absolutely disintegrating. And you could see that during Liberation Day, the yuan fell. Then it was pumped up because the tariffs weren't put into place. And once the tariffs were put into place, what happened? The yuan started to fall. And then when China says we're going to fight to the end and they started to raise their tariffs, well, it looks like the yuan is in free fall right now. So China has three options, and Zero Hedge put this out. Concede defeat to whatever terms Trump demands. Devalue the yuan by 20 to 40%. Unleash the biggest fiscal stimulus in history, talking about $2 to $3 trillion, which will push its debt off the charts. And when you really look at it, this is not going to be a winning situation. I mean, Kevin O'Leary is now out there saying, listen, we should push the tariffs to 400%. But again, you could see that Trump, he's giving China some time. Let them mull this over. Let them feel the pain a little bit. And let's see what their next move is. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, based on the lack of respect that China has shown to the world's markets, I'm hereby raising the tariff charge to China by the United States of America to 125%, effective immediately. At some point, hopefully in the near future, China will realize that the days of ripping off the USA and other countries is no longer sustainable or acceptable. Conversely, and based on the fact that more than 75 countries have called representatives of the United States, including the Department of Commerce, Treasury, and the USTR, to negotiate a solution to the subjects being discussed relative to trade barriers, tariffs, currency manipulation, and non-monetary tariffs, and that these countries have not, at my strong suggestion, retaliated in any way, shape, or form against the United States, I have authorized a 90-day pause and a substantially lowered reciprocal tariff during this period of 10%, also effective immediately. Thank you for your attention on this matter. Now, since these countries decided to negotiate, Trump said, okay, just for these countries, we will have a 90-day pause. And I do believe any other country at this point that wants to negotiate will probably also fill into the 90-day pause with a 10% reciprocal tariff. So this way, as the negotiations are going on, and believe me, these are not going to go on that long, Trump is going to say, this is what we're looking to do. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 1/10 ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. And most of these countries will probably go along with it, which means these countries are going to make out a lot better than those countries that are trying to fight back, like the entire EU bloc, like China, like Canada. And they're going to start to realize that Trump is giving the countries that step forward first a really good deal. The other countries, it's not going to be such a great deal. I mean, Eric Trump already put that out. He said he saw this movie over and over and over, where those people that came to the negotiation table, they got some really good deals right in the beginning. Those people decided to fight him. The deals weren't that great, weren't really beneficial to their country. But in the end, they had to make a deal. And in the end, China, Canada, the the EU, they're going to have to make some type of deal. And the deal is not going to be in their favor. So at this point, you can see what's happening right now. Trump's entire plan is working. Everything the fake news says, everything Jim Cramer says, actually it's always the opposite of what Jim Cramer says. Everything that these CEOs are saying, it's the opposite. Remember, they want this system to continue on. They want the central bank system. They want the system the way it is where these other countries are making a lot of money off of we the people. Trump, he is now taking what we have today and bringing it back to the working American, allowing the working American to have the power. And when you look at the trade deals right now, you can see there is no business in the world that can actually function correctly with a trade imbalance. It just doesn't work. And it goes the same with countries. You can't function if you have a trade imbalance. Again, what is the U.S. doing for this trade imbalance? It's just continually borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. It's unsustainable. It just won't work. It's like a corporation continually borrowing and borrowing and borrowing, trying to maintain the company and the trade imbalances. It doesn't work. And eventually what happens? The company fails. Rich Barris put this out and said, companies that run the equivalent of a trade imbalance don't survive. And he's absolutely right. And Trump, he's letting everyone know that it's the perfect time to move your company back to the U.S. He put this out on Truth. He said the following: this is a great time to move your company into the United States of America, like Apple and so many others in record numbers are doing. Zero tariffs and almost immediate electrical energy hookups and approvals. No environmental delays. Don't wait. Do it now. So let's see. He removed a lot of the regulations. He's letting these companies know there's no tariffs. And as time goes on, we will see there'll be more and more incentives to bring a lot more companies back. And I do believe there's going to be a lot of manufacturers coming back to this country, which means that a lot of these manufacturers are going to have plants that are going to be built, which means this is going to employ people to build the plants. They're going to need roads. We're going to need more truck drivers. We're going to need more transportation. And then once these manufacturing plants are built, we're going to have people get jobs in these plants. They will be on the manufacturing floors. They'll be in the corporate offices. And you'll see jobs just being created out of thin air. And it'll be absolutely fantastic. And while this is going on, you're going to see energy continually drop. And that is exactly what we're seeing. Right now, OPEC, they are now producing oil like crazy, which is driving down the prices. And eventually, once we start to drill, which we are drilling now, but once this accelerates and a lot of the regulations are removed and we start to drill all over the country, we're going to see oil prices go down very, very low. I do believe they'll probably go down to $20 a barrel. Right now, oil has fallen to about $57 a barrel, marking the lowest prices since 2021. And as the prices of fuel drops, how do you think people are going to feel? They're going to feel absolutely incredible. Because when you go from $3.30, $3.10, down to $2.50, down to $1.99, down to $1.75, it just doesn't affect the amount that you're putting into your car. It affects everything. It affects travel. It affects production. It affects delivery. It affects everything in this country, which means the prices are going to go down everywhere, and everyone's going to feel absolutely incredible because you're going to have a lot more money in your pocket. And these tariffs will be meaningless to the everyday person, because eventually what's going to happen is that those manufacturers that decide, oh, we're going to stay in the country that we're in, they're going to have to eat up the cost, because as manufacturers are building their plants here and they become operational, we're going to see products produced very, very cheaply because they could do it with cheap energy. And as Trump continually removes the regulations and makes it a lot easier for these manufacturers, the products are just going to get cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. And eventually what's going to happen, you're going to see a lot of manufacturers that decided to stay in the other countries, they're going to decide to move to the U.S. And with all this money that people now are receiving, they're going to put it back in the economy. And once Trump gets the tariffs and the oil sales where he needs them, he's going to start removing taxes. And that is going to give people a lot more money in their pockets. and people are going to feel really good, and they're going to put it back into the economy. And as they buy the products, the manufacturers are going to produce even more. And you're going to see an economic renaissance that we've never, ever seen before. Think about when Trump eventually gets to the central bank and we go back to sound money. That's when the economy really takes off. But you can see Trump now is setting everything up. Everything that you're witnessing right now is setting it up so we can get rid of the Federal Reserve in the end. He's putting everything into position. So he wants to drill for oil, and now he signed an executive order to reinvigorate America's beautiful clean coal industry, lift Biden-era restrictions on coal plants, strengthen the reliability and security of the electrical grid, protect American energy from overreach by radical leftists in the states. So now he's placing and putting the energy in place so these factories have the energy that they need. Plus, he's making energy very, very inexpensive for we the people. Each thing that he does, the tariffs, the energy, the deregulation, the tax cuts, all of this is in preparation to detach us from the Federal Reserve. And he wants the American people to feel the benefit from all of this. Not the upper class, not the wealthy, not the CEOs, not the central bankers. He wants the everyday American person to feel the benefits of everything that he's doing. Because once people feel that, once people see what he's doing and they feel it and they experience it every single day, and then he removes the income tax from these people, he's going to have 80 to 85% of the people of this country just by removing the income tax of $150,000 and less. I mean, really think about that for a second. And once he has the people, and he continually does this to the middle class and upper middle class, you're going to see more and more people come to his side. And this is going to make it very, very difficult for the central bank and the deep state players to fight back. Because again, once you have the people and you show them, look how great the economy is. Don't you feel great? Don't you have a lot more money? Aren't you saving a lot more money? Look, your buying power is coming back. You don't see inflation. Energy's really, really cheap. You have so many jobs to choose from. How is the central bank, the deep state players, going to explain this? It's going to be very, very difficult. And he let everyone know that's exactly what he's doing. Trump War Room put this out and said, "I'm proud," and this is coming from Trump, "I'm proud to be the president for the workers, not the outsourcers. The president who stands up for Main Street, not Wall Street, who protects the middle class, not the political class, and who defends America, not trade cheaters all over the globe." So he's letting you know that he is going to defend the American worker, and he's going to actually make the American worker feel incredible from everything that he's doing. And once the American worker feels this, they're never going to say, you know something, I want to go back to the way it was. They're just not going to do it. And he needs a bill passed. And he let the House and the Senate know, let's do it. He put this out on Truth. He said, "I had a very good meeting today with Speaker of the House and some of our more conservative members, all great people. I let them know that I am for major spending cuts. We're going to do reductions, hopefully in excess of $1 trillion, all of which will go into the one big, beautiful bill. I, along with the House members and senators, will be pushing very hard to get these large-scale spending cuts done. But we must get the bill approved. Now, make America great again." Then he said, "It is imperative that Republicans in the House pass the tax cut bill now. Our country will boom." And I do believe with this post, he sent the people of this country a message that everything that he's doing, the plan that is in motion right now, you need to trust it. Because if we go back to post 858, this is March 6, 2018, it says, trust the plan. And that is what people need to do. Because remember, we voted for Trump. He got the popular vote. And we knew his plan was to shut down the globalist system. He didn't say it was going to be easy. He didn't say, hey, by the way, when I shut it down or remove ourselves from the central bank system, I'm just going to do it with a snap of a finger and you won't notice that anything's changed. Moving from one system to another, you're going to feel uncomfortable. But again, with anything that where you feel uncomfortable, once you get through the discomfort, everything is going to start to change, just like it's changing right now. And I do believe his entire goal is to go after the Federal Reserve. So what does he have to do? He has to set everything up so he can be independent of the Federal Reserve. So we have energy independence. We have income independence. We have the ability to create jobs without the Federal Reserve. Actually, the Federal Reserve doesn't create jobs at all. And he has to have the ability to control the inflation. So he is putting all of these things into place right now. And he's going to make this country completely independent from the world, where we can manufacture, we can have our own energy. We don't need anything from the central bank. We don't need anything from any of the other countries. Even the rare earth minerals, I do believe it's all going to be done here. Yes, we might still get it from other places. We might take over Greenland, and we might get our rare earth minerals from there. But he's making sure that we can function, and we are very, very strong. Because when he goes against the central bank, they're going to try to destroy the entire economic system. And I do believe the only way to do that, once we are very, very strong, is to use some type of cyber attack. Now, I do believe they have certain things in place, but look what Trump did with his executive order, and I think this is the tell. On February 18th, Trump issued an executive order titled Ensuring Accountability for All Agencies. So that's very interesting. All agencies. So this is what it says. Previous administrations have allowed so-called independent regulatory agencies to operate with minimal presidential supervision. These regulatory agencies currently exercise substantial executive authority without sufficient accountability to the president and through him to the American people. So he said all agencies, but there's one section in the executive order that says the following. All executive departments and agencies, including so-called independent agencies, shall submit for review all proposed and final significant regulatory actions to the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs within the Executive Office of the President before publication in the Federal Register. This order shall not apply to the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System or to the Federal Open Market Committee in its conduct of monetary policy. So Trump, he put this executive order out. And there's a specific section that says, except for the Federal Reserve. Now, I do believe that you don't want the central bank to know that you're coming after them. Because again, if they were included in this executive order, they would know, hey, he's really coming after us. This kind, and remember, we're still in an information war. This kind of throws the Federal Reserve off the beaten path. And it shows that, no, he's not really interested in the Federal Reserve. But again, I do believe this was done on purpose because, again, why would you telegraph your moves to the enemy? You wouldn't. So what do? If you're going after a specific enemy, don't you make sure that you're able to function without them? Yes, you do. And I do believe this is exactly why Trump is now looking at energy, looking at controlling inflation, looking at bringing income into this country, looking at being completely and utterly independent and making the Federal Reserve a shell of a building. And when you look at what Trump is doing, he's also looking at alternative payment systems. Right now, we use the SWIFT system, which is the Federal Reserve. He's looking for something outside of the Federal Reserve. And it looks like U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent actually confirms this. Bitcoin Magazine put this out and said, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent announced, we will take a close look at regulatory impediments to blockchain, stablecoins, and a new payment system. So right there, they're telling you, look, we're moving away from the Federal Reserve. We're going to have everything in place. We're going to set everything up. So when the time comes, we can transition to the new system. Didn't they do this back in 71, actually prior to 71? What did Kissinger do? He made deals with the Middle East. He made sure that they were going to sell their oil using the dollar. And they set everything up. They protected these Middle Eastern countries with American troops. And when the time was right, Nixon took us off the gold standard temporarily. Was it really meant to be temporary? No, it was meant to be permanent. They already had the petrodollar system all ready to go. They already set everything up, and they made the transition. Now, during this period of time, we saw a great recession. There were a lot of countries without power. People couldn't get fuel because you were moving from one system to another. The same thing is happening right now, except the good guys are creating the parallel economy. The good guys are setting it up so we're independent. So this way we can go and battle the central bank in the end. And that is what this is all about. And I do believe we are on our way. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments Alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what My Digital Money can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. My Digital Money provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are having a very, very difficult time. Because remember, everything that Trump is doing is to set everything up where we the people see the truth. And in the end, we the people will have the strength and the resources to go after the deep state players. Remember, we only get one chance to do this. It has to be done right. It has to be done according to the rule of law. And we could see that the agencies right now, and Dan put out another message letting us know that, yes, we are cleaning up the agencies. We have Tulsi Gabbard. She has a task force. They are looking for those people that might leak or do other things. And again, this has to be done before we go after these people. On the other end, we have the Trump administration. What are they doing? They are now shifting us away from the private Western central bank system. Because remember, the private Western central bank system, they are the ones who fund the entire criminal syndicate. Because the Federal Reserve is an open-ended credit card. Where do you think all this money comes from? They created out of thin air. And actually, Elon let everyone know he found 14 computers within the Treasury Department where they just create money out of thin air and they pay things. Where does the money come from? It comes from nothing. And this is what they've been using for a very long time, since the 70s. because we came off the gold standard at that time. If you go back to 1913, they set everything up. We became the reserve currency after World War II, and then we went full fiat in the 70s, which then allowed the corruption to happen like we've never seen before. So they were very patient. They were getting prepared and ready. And yes, during this period of time, the central bankers, the deep state players, they were making a lot of money and they were building their coffers up and purchasing land, purchasing real assets via this pieces of paper that we use today. So Trump now, he is shutting down the creation of currency. That's in process right now. He is now shutting down all the programs where they launder the money. He is now exposing all the programs where they launder the money. And soon he's going to be showing which people have been getting kickbacks. Now, I do believe he's going to time this just right. Why do I say that? Because this is all about the midterms at this point. Because remember, we need to take back full control of the country. And we need to put patriots in position. So these first 2 years, it's more of setting everything up, preparing to go after the deep state players. And I do believe Trump has actually sent a message, sent the timeline of how we're going to do this. So right now, from now until Independence Day of 2026, I do believe everything is being prepared and set up where we can take full control back of this country and we can put the people that we need in place to actually push legislation, which means he has to expose the deep state players, which means he has to show the people that they're not for this country. And I do believe with the timeline that he has set, which is the midterms, I do believe he has a plan, and I do believe timing is everything. A plan to expose these treasonous people. Remember, there's many different types of crimes where it's treasonous to this country. Do you think laundering the money and stealing the money from we the people is treasonous? Do you think taking that laundered money and spending it for riots and pushing certain agendas, you think that's treasonous? What happens before the midterms? What happens when Trump says, okay, Elon, report on who's getting the kickbacks? And he does this, let's say, around Independence Day. And it's done in July. It's done in August, before the midterms. And all of a sudden, there's a report that comes out that shows that Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Adam Schiff, and many, many others, they have been laundering the money. And what happens if there's proof that shows that this is how they did it? Through their NGOs, through their foundations, and into their shell companies. Do you think the people then would vote for these people? Or do you think the people would be outraged? Add on top of that, that this money was also going through ActBlue and BLM and many other places, and it was funding the protests and the riots that you saw on the streets. How do you think the D Party is going to survive after this? Right before the midterms, they will not be able to survive. So Trump, during his speech, he let everyone know that the timeline is the midterms, that these people are treasonous. They've committed treasonous acts against the United States, and they're going to be exposed. Remember, Trump, he has the final move. And once he makes the final move, it's checkmate. And once we have full control, yes, we have control now, but is it the control that you really want? Can we get things done very easily? No, we really can't. Can we make sure the D's don't do anything? Yes, absolutely. So I do believe once we hit the midterms and we take full control of the House, full control of the Senate, and they're on board with Trump fully and the people of this country, this is when the fun really starts. Now, are we going to see crimes that are going to be exposed during this period of time? Of course we are. Are we going to see arrests? I do believe we will see arrests when the time is right. Am I saying it tomorrow? No, because remember, they are now cleaning out their agencies. So I do believe Trump's plan is working. I do believe we're on schedule. And Trump is letting us know that, yes, we have a timeline. And I do believe he just let us know what the timeline is. We'll be getting to all that in a little bit. But first, let's start off with the female athlete that was fencing a man. And she decided to take a knee. And of course, they disqualified her and pretty much said, you're expelled from the tournament. Well, it looks like Attorney General Ken Paxton, he's going to investigate this issue. And he's going to find out what really happened there. And this is what he put out. I'm announcing an investigation and issuing a civil investigation demand to USA Fencing over potential violations of Texas state law. USA Fencing recently disqualified a female competitor, Stephanie Turner, for bravely taking a knee instead of competing against a man. So I do believe he's going to find out that, yes, this should have never been, and he's going to expose it completely. Just like we could see the autists and everyone on Doge, how they're exposing what has really been happening with all these illegals coming into this country. And we could see that the deep state players, they've been using the social security numbers to get the illegals to vote in the elections, get them jobs, get them a license, get them to vote. And this is the only way the deep state players could actually win an election. And you have to remember, these people that they choose to run in these elections, they're installed. They're not elected by we the people. And what's happening right now is their entire scheme is being exposed to the people, and the people are learning how their system actually works. Doge Designer put this out and said, Democrats issued Social Security numbers to millions of criminal aliens. Below is a graph of new non-citizen Social Security numbers issued. Their plan was clear: import illegal immigrants, grant them legal status, and transform America into a deep blue socialist state. Mike Lee says, this is why the far left is freaking out about Doge. It was supposed to be their little secret. Absolutely. And what's very interesting, since all this information has been coming out, it seems that the head of the IRS, the acting head of the IRS, decided to resign. Lives at TikTok put this out and said, Washington Post is reporting that Melanie Krause, the acting head of the IRS, is resigning over a new agreement where the IRS will share tax data of illegal aliens with DHS personnel. The question is, why is she so concerned about this? Why does she have to resign? Because information's being shared? That's very interesting. Data Republican put this out and responded to this and said, according to an official report from the Social Security Administration, SSA also employs software routines that match earnings to the correct individual records. Translation, the government uses software to cross-reference reporting earnings with correct Social Security numbers. She said, another translation, the government knows exactly who and where the illegal immigrants are. Oh, they never wanted DHS to have this information because this would tell you exactly where all the illegals are and who the illegals are. Oh, now it makes sense why she's resigning. Their system is being exposed to the people. Buck Sexton put this out and said, citizens, obey every demand of the IRS, pay confiscatory tax rates, endure invasive audits, maybe go to prison anyway. Illegals, don't file, don't pay. The IRS will help you evade authorities and break the law. You're special. And we saw this with the airlines. We saw this with them having to produce IDs for the airlines. So they gave the illegals everything that they needed. It doesn't matter if you broke the law. It doesn't matter if you have an ID. It doesn't matter if you pay taxes. It doesn't matter. As long as you're in this country. Now you can understand why they wanted all these people in here. And this is why they gave them a free pass, where the citizens of this country, you must follow the law. And I think the people now see the two-tier justice system. It's not just with certain politicians, but it's also with their people. Remember, they're bringing in criminals. They're bringing in drug traffickers, child traffickers, human traffickers, you name it, rapists, terrorists, gang members. But you could see as clear as day how the system is set up. And the system is not here to benefit we the people. The system is to benefit themselves. But the people, they're not on board with this. The people, they're completely against the deep state, completely against the D's. And every day that passes, more and more people are saying, you know something? The Democrats are using illegal immigration to build a permanent majority. We could see it as clear as day now. Rasmussen Reports put out a survey. They asked that question. Are the Democrats using illegal immigration to build a permanent majority? And the survey found that 78% of likely U.S. voters believe it is important to prevent illegal immigration from voting in America elections, including 62% who consider it very important. 17% disagree. So the people, they get it. They see it. They understand it. And they understand there are certain governors, certain mayors in blue cities, blue states, where they're not going to work with ICE to deport all these illegals because they have instructions to go against ICE. Because again, if they assist, they are now dooming their party. Because remember, most of these governors, most of these mayors in these blue areas, they were installed. They know how they were installed. They know how the system works. And it looks like Governor Murphy of New Jersey is ordering the cops to stop aiding ICE in sweep of violent illegals. And now Alina Haba, who is the interim U.S. attorney for the District of New Jersey, she decided to respond to Governor Murphy. And she said, let me be clear. Executive orders will be followed and enforced in the state of New Jersey. So now she's pushing back against the governor, saying, oh, no, no, we're going to follow the executive orders. Now, you could see why Trump decided to put Alina in this position. So this is going to be very, very interesting. And like we said yesterday, Kristi Noem now, she is now building the wall in certain areas that needs it the most right now. Those places where they're trafficking a lot of people over the border. And one of those areas is San Diego and many other areas. So you're going to see the walls being put up very, very quickly to stop this trafficking and stop the illegals from coming into this country. And I do believe she's constructing roughly about 2.5 miles of border barrier between California and Mexico. So yes, this is where a lot of the illegals are coming in. This is where a lot of trafficking is happening. And now the wall is going to stop this. It's going to make it a lot easier for border security to get to those areas before the illegals come in. Because remember, is the wall perfect? No. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin. With only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply, Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. But it delays those people coming into this country, and it gives the border security enough time to get over there, especially when you have drones flying around, when you have cameras that are monitoring the situation, and you have night vision monitoring. You can see these individuals and how they are making their moves and where they're going to, and it gives the border security that time to get over to that area to stop these individuals. And that's what the wall is there for. Is it perfect? Can people still get over the wall? Of course they can. But it allows the Border Patrol to get around and get there before they're actually in there. If there is no wall, they could just go right through. And by the time Border Patrol gets there, they're gone. So we could see this is why they're building the wall. And I do believe the wall is going to be completely built by the time Trump's term is up. Maybe he'll get another term, but I do believe it will be completed by that time. Now, the other thing that we could see is that James O'Keefe, 3.5 years ago, the FBI, they took his iPhones. And he was trying to get his iPhones back. And all of a sudden, since Kash Patel and Dan Bongino are now leading the FBI, he finally got his iPhones back. James O'Keefe put this out on X and he said the following. FBI returns phones to O'Keefe. 3.5 years later, the FBI has sent my two iPhones back. Included was a receipt for property from the United States Department of Justice listing an iPhone 12 Pro Max and an iPhone A1921. The document was signed by FBI Special Agent Anthony Casola, the same agent who put me in handcuffs in my apartment during the November 2021 raid. The last text message on the phones were from November 6, 2021, the day after the raid. The lawsuit forthcoming against the Department of Justice. And we could see that everything now is changing because we have Pam Bondi in position. We have Kash Patel in position. We have Dan Bongino in position. And we have many other people in other agencies, and they're all in position. And what's very interesting, it looks like Pam Bondi right now may be launching an investigation into George and Alex Soros for allegedly financing attacks on Tesla property. Elon responds to this and says, those who finance the attacks against Tesla will go to prison. And remember, the money has flowed to Soros. They then move it to these pop-up NGOs. It ends up in Indivisible and many other organizations. These NGOs then use it to pay for the protesters, pay for the riots, pay for all the paraphernalia, and give them instructions on how to do all of these things. So now we have the money being tracked down, and I do believe we're going to see that it's going to be tracked all the way back to Soros and many, many others, and it's going to be shown that, oh, wait, he received this money because there was some type of programming government, and it went to one NGO, went to another NGO, and it finally got to Soros, and he then sent it off to other NGOs that went to Indivisible and many other places. So I do believe you're going to see many, many, many hops, and eventually you're going to see that it went to him and it then transferred to these organizations. And once again, just like we talked about in the very, very beginning, who created this program? Who did the money laundering? Who was in charge? Who was the person in the agencies? Which Congress individual signed off on this bill to have these programs? You're going to find out who the treasonous people are in the end. And this is going to be very, very interesting. And it looks like in D.C., there is so much fraud and waste and corruption. It's just absolutely unbelievable. And you can see Trump, he is firing a lot of people. But again, the deep state players, they don't want him to fire anyone because, again, these unethical people, the criminals, they have no morals, so they have no problem committing these crimes. And when you look at Fannie Mae, they have fired over 100 employees for unethical conduct, including the facilitation of fraud. And we're starting to see, and let's not even call it fraud anymore. Let's just call it crimes against the people, because really, that's what it is. We are now witnessing crimes against the people. Actually, if you go back in time, they've been committing these crimes, and these are treasonous crimes against we the people, because again, these aren't going to these programs that they say. They're going to these programs, maybe a small percentage, but the rest is being laundered to push their agenda, which goes against the American people. So this is treasonous to the American people. And I do believe this is what Trump has been talking about, and this is the evidence that they've been building up now, where they follow the money, they know what's going on, they know who's getting what. But again, do you want to do that now, or do you want to do it at the right moment, at the right time? Because again, this is all about the midterms at this point. So I do believe before the midterms, where he has enough time to produce this information is going to be coming out, and probably it'll come out from DOGE, it'll be referred to the Department of Justice, it'll be referred to the FBI, they'll start a major, major investigation. But during this period of time, this information is going to be getting out there. Now, if you go back in time with the Hunter Biden laptop, back then the deep state players had control of the narrative, they had control of the fake news, they had control over the platforms. This time around, they do not. So this time, I do believe we the people have the power. Just like when you look at El Salvador, the people down there now have the power because the president of El Salvador gave the power back to the people. And when you look at El Salvador, it is now safer to travel to than France, the UK, Spain, and Germany, after the Trump administration upgraded their travel safety designation to level one, the highest rating. And remember, the president of El Salvador, he built these prisons. He went around, he removed all the gang members, removed all the troublemakers, removed all the agent provocateurs, and he threw them in prison. Think about Spain, Germany, UK, France. The deep state players have been doing the opposite. They've been bringing the criminals into those countries. And soon you're going to see the U.S., I mean, we're doing it now, but we're going to accelerate the plan where we remove all the criminals from this country. And out in Germany, you can see the AfD party. They have now become the strongest party in Germany for the first time in history. Now, is the Green Party going to like this? Absolutely not. Are the deep staters, are they going to like it? Absolutely not. And I do believe we're going to see major, major change in Germany. We're going to see it in the UK. We're going to see it in France. We're going to see it all over the place. We've seen it in many, many countries. But you can see it's building and building and building because the people, they've had enough. And the people now are fighting back. And once the people see arrests being made in this country, that's when the world is going to change. And we're seeing the world change right now. Remember, the deep state players, they wanted war. They didn't want peace. And Trump, he's trying to make peace with Russia. He's trying to make peace with Iran. And it looks like the Iranian foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, he wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post saying that, yes, we're ready to reach a deal with the U.S. on its nuclear program. He said the ball is now in America's court. And Trump confirmed that there's talks with Iran right now. So I do believe that these talks are ongoing, just like the talks are ongoing with Russia and Ukraine. And I do believe in the end, Trump is going to continually push for peace. And we know the deep state players, they're going to continually push for war. But even if the deep state players try to push a war with Iran, and they try maybe a false flag where they do something and they try to force Trump to retaliate against Iran, so this way Russia can get involved. Well, Russia is already out there letting everyone know that if the U.S. does attack Iran for some reason or another, that Russia, they don't have to defend Iran whatsoever. The question is, why don't they? Well, if you look at the Russia-Iran partnership, it lacks a formal mutual defense pact. The Iranian-Russian Treaty on Comprehensive Strategic Partnership, signed in January of 2025 between Putin and the Iranian president, deepen military and economic ties. And in this treaty, it does not include a clause requiring Russia to militarily defend Iran if attacked. So the Russian deputy foreign minister is reiterating this, that no, our pact does not mandate military assistance if something should happen, letting the world know that we're not going to come to the aid of Iran. And Iran is probably sitting there going, oh, crap. So if something happens and the deep state players try to do something, we're screwed here. We're left alone. So let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that the Biden administration, they concealed a report showing U.S. troops had COVID symptoms in Wuhan months before the pandemic was officially acknowledged. And the Washington Free Beacon lays it out. The December 2022 report, which the Biden administration was required by law to release to the public over 2 years ago, but didn't, reveals for the first time that seven U.S. military service members contracted COVID-19-like symptoms during or after their participation in the World Military Games in Wuhan in October 2019, contradicting the Biden administration's public claims in 2021 that there was no evidence that any American participant contracted the virus at those games. The revelation adds to a mounting body of evidence that the virus was circulating in Wuhan for months before China disclosed it to the world in December 2019 and further bolstered the growing consensus that it could have leaked into the human population from a Chinese lab. Former Biden Defense Department spokesman John Kirby told the Washington Post in June 2021 that the military had no knowledge of any COVID-19 infections among the troops that participated in the military games in Wuhan. The games were held within close proximity of the Wuhan Institute of Virology, where Chinese scientists backed by U.S. taxpayer funds conducted risky gain-of-function research on the same sort of bat coronaviruses that caused the pandemic, or should we say the plandemic. And right there, it shows that they lied once again, and they lied on purpose. Why? Because they needed the virus to enter the U.S. so they could push their agenda of cheating in the elections, push their agenda of depopulation, push their agenda of everyone getting the bioweapon, and that will allow for depopulation, and it would make the American people very, very weak. And now the truth is coming out, and once again, just like everything else, they lied. And what's very interesting is that a senior CIA official who facilitated Biden's military COVID-19 vaccine mandate, well, she was fired. Don Jr. says, bye-bye. Absolutely. And what's very interesting is we could see the deep state players, they're continually trying to convince everyone that the Department of Government Efficiency is killing drug research. And this is not true. The social media is flooded with dramatic claims, photos of sick children, stories of desperate patients, each suggesting that Trump has cut off their last hope. The truth is far less dramatic. The Trump administration has indeed pushed aggressive cost-cutting across federal agencies, including the National Institute of Health, which funds a large share of America's drug research. But contrary to the headlines, there's no blanket halt of medical research, far from it. Studies continue under other federal programs and through robust private funding, supporting everything from cancer breakthroughs to rare disease therapies. What the administration has done is implement targeted policies like capping overhead costs and temporarily pausing some grant reviews that have caused confusion, delays, and loud complaints from researchers and critics, but they haven't shut down research altogether. Here's the real story. In February 2025, the NIH proposed capping indirect costs, expenses like lab maintenance and utilities at 15%, down from the usual 27 to 30%. The move would cut about $4 billion annually from the $9 billion typically allocated for such costs within the NIH's $35 billion grant budget based on 2023 figures, adjusted slightly for 2025. Universities and hospitals quickly sounded the alarm, warning of layoffs and stalled projects. Then on March 5th, 2025, a federal judge in Boston issued a nationwide injunction blocking the cuts after 22 Democrat-led states and research groups filed suit, citing bipartisan legislation that protects NIH funding. As of April 3rd, the proposed cap remains tied up in court. No reductions have taken effect. Meanwhile, shortly after Trump's inauguration, the NIH temporarily froze most grant review meetings, stalling roughly $1.5 billion in new research funding. This wasn't a budget cut. It was a bureaucratic slowdown triggered by new oversight protocols. The rollback affected certain mental health drug trials and overdose countermeasure efforts, but it didn't touch the NIH's core operations. Drug research continues at full speed. The NIH's $47 billion budget for fiscal year 2025, including $7.2 billion for National Cancer Institute and $2.2 billion for the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, remains intact. So the whole screaming and yelling from the D's is fake, phony, and false. It's the same thing with Medicare and Medicaid. It's the same thing with Social Security. This is all they have. And it looks like the deep state players, they're going to be hit again. And you're going to see them complain and say nobody's going to be getting medication. Because Trump has announced that his administration will soon impose major tariffs on foreign-made pharmaceuticals, forcing drug companies to bring their operation back to the U.S. soil where they belong. So Big Pharma has been shipping jobs overseas, cutting costs while American families pay the price. And Trump, he's going to force them to come back here. Of course, the D's, the fake news and the rest are all going to say you can't get drugs. Drugs are going to be really expensive. They're going to be outrageous, which means health insurance is going to go up. They're going to try to push this as hard as they possibly can. But in the end, it's going to fail like everything else. Because again, we know eventually what's going to happen. These corporations, they're going to have to make a decision. Because you're going to see other companies start to produce the drugs here in the United States, and these are going to be competitors of those drug companies overseas. And people are going to find out that you can get cheaper medication because it's produced here without tariffs. So they can either eat the tariffs up, they can pay for it, or they can come back to this country. Let's see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that we've come to find out, and Grassley and Johnson, they just released new records detailing a bogus Arctic frost investigation, which formed the basis of Jack Smith's probe. So these new records that were released, it shows the FBI and DOJ weaponized their power to target Trump and Mike Pence and their allies through a probe dubbed Arctic Frost. So Operation Arctic Frost was a taxpayer-funded witch hunt launched in April 2022 that seized government-issued cell phones belonging to Trump and Pence while conducting a barrage of interviews across the country. The FBI did not require a warrant to take possession of government phones from the Biden White House. After securing the devices, agents began preparing a search warrant to access their data. The senators claim anti-Trump FBI Assistant Special Agent in Charge Timothy Tebow violated FBI protocols, specifically the no self-approval rule, to kickstart the investigation, which later turned into Special Counsel Jack Smith's bogus lawfare case against Trump, relying on fabricated justification, including the absurd claim that Trump and his associates had engaged in fraudulent activities related to the 2020 election. The whistleblower documents detailed how the FBI aggressively pursued over 50 subpoenas, secretly gathered records from more than 100 different facilities and email accounts, and conducted a second wave of interviews across multiple states in their attempt to form a case against Trump and his inner circle. And this is what the newly disclosed FBI emails show. Officials in the Biden White House, including then White House Deputy Counsel Jonathan Suh, personally assisted the FBI in securing the government cell phones. Prosecutors in the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, D.C., including U.S. Attorney Thomas Wyndham, who later joined Jack Smith's team as a main attorney, coordinated extensively with the FBI agents in the Washington field office to plan, approve, and execute Arctic Frost. Further evidence, anti-Trump FBI Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Timothy Tebow, played a central role in opening and advancing the Arctic Frost investigation, despite other agents' concerns that the evidence only supported a limited preliminary investigation. So why did they pick the term Arctic Frost? Well, Arctic Frost is actually a type of orange. The corrupt FBI agents who opened this case named it this to mock Trump. So they say he's the orange man. They used a type of orange. You see where they went with this? So now we need Cash and Bongino to remove all these people that were involved in all of this. And once again, if they're still there, They need to be investigated, and we need to find out what they've been doing. But you can see the deep state players, they are now pushing forward with their shadow government. And remember what Walt said, that, hey, we should form a shadow government to confront Trump's moves. Well, it looks like the Democrats are going for that option. Schiff and Jamie Raskin actually held a shadow hearing. Even NPR was terming it that, despite not having the power to call real hearings since they're not in the majority. There were no Republicans present. The hearing had all the validity of Milli Vanilli knockoff. It reminds me of the January 6th on Select Committee where they really didn't have any Republicans. Yeah, the Republicans weren't there. Oh yeah, they were the Reiners. They're really Democrats. So Schiff claimed they were there to conduct real oversight. But what were they really doing? They were just play acting. They have no power whatsoever. And they're trying to convince everyone that they do have power. But they don't. This is a huge, huge fail. But we could see the deep state players, they are now still moving forward with their judges. They're trying to use judges that are in the right district, the right area where they can halt Trump's deportations. They can halt his executive orders. And you could see that they're going to try until the very, very end. But in the end, they're going to completely and utterly fail. And they know they're failing right now. They're going to give it their all with the judges, like we said yesterday. Just because the Supreme Court made a ruling doesn't mean they're not going to bring up other judges and they're going to try to get them in the right areas to try to place an injunction on Trump. But in the end, what's going to happen, it's going to be shown that these people do not have the authority to do this and they don't have the authority to control the executive branch. But they are buying themselves time because what they're really trying to do is they're trying to create the physical part of their insurgency. And you can see it across the country as they keep having protest after protest, which eventually is going to be turning into major, major riots. And they're going to be doing this at the right time, at the right moment. But Trump, he is setting everything up to expose the deep state players in the end. And I do believe he has a timeline for all this. And he'll be putting all these people into place. And it looks like Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, he has announced that he will primary incumbent Texas Senator John Cornyn. And I do believe we're going to see a major number of endorsements that are going to be coming out from Trump, letting us know these are the MAGA people that we need to be put in place. And these are the people that are going to help push our agenda forward. And all the D's, they're going to be replaced with actual people that are elected. Because you have to remember, most of these people, the Rhinos, the D's, most of these people have been installed. So we're going to see a lot change, and this is going to be very, very interesting. And once this information comes out about the D's and they're running against a Republican, who do you think is going to win? It's going to be the Republican. Now, the other thing that we see, and it's very, very interesting, is that Amy Coney Barrett, she has been siding with the liberal judges. Now, this could be because she defected and she went over to the liberal side, or this is being done on purpose because there's a lot of cases that are headed to the Supreme Court. And remember, we are in an information war. Karma Patriot explains, after hearing the Supreme Court justices all meet together privately to discuss the case, they share their opinions, debate the issues, and eventually come to a conclusion, which means the conservative justice knew they had the votes needed to rule in favor of Trump. So technically speaking, as long as President Trump got the win, the ruling was legally constitutional. The only thing Amy Coney Barrett did by joining the liberal justices in the final decision was allow herself to take some slings and arrows from MAGA. In other words, in order to protect the future of our constitutional republic, Justice Barrett took one for the team. So Post 3371 says sometimes you need to take one for the team publicly before you are vindicated as a hero. Post 3728 says sometimes you must sacrifice yourself for the greater good. I will gladly take all those slings and arrows for you, POTUS. But even that can be undone. The enormity of what is coming will shock the world. So maybe she looked and she saw that, okay, the votes are there. I can go over to the liberal side and convince the liberals I'm on their side. Then Karma Patriot put this out. I've been seeing the Amy Coney Barrett is evil narrative all day long, and my search results below make me think it was very intentionally deployed. Gotta remember, a ton of Trump cases are going to be headed to the Supreme Court. So if all the conservative judges unite and vote in favor of Trump in every single case, what kind of optics would that paint? They'd be bad, like riots in the street, impeach them all, change laws, increase the number of justices. Kind of bad. And ultimately, it would create a massive roadblock for Trump because currently he has a conservative majority that allows him to win even without them all voting in unison. Which means if I had to guess, Justice Barrett will come through for President Trump exactly when he needs her to. Then Karma Patriot put this out. The conservative judges on the Supreme Court have simply got to split up their vote because if not, they're walking right into a trap that Dems and mainstream media has set for them. SCOTUS would be instantly painted as a politically biased court that does Trump's bidding, and the teeny tiny morsel of respect and credibility they have left would be completely destroyed. They'd be useless to Trump, anyone else for that matter, which is exactly what the deep state wants. A conservative Supreme Court that's weak, feckless, and can't do anything whatsoever to help Trump's agenda succeed would be the biggest political gift for Dems imaginable. For me, the smirk on Trump's face in this pic on the cover of New York Post says it all. If I had to guess, this is all by design. And it might be. Because once again, we're dealing with information. We're dealing with the deep state players. So I do believe anything that Trump needs to use, he will use. And actually, optics are very, very important. Because once again, we have one chance to do this, and it has to be done right. And we can't give the deep state players, the D's, ammunition to pull out an all, you know, a full-out riot. Even though they're going to try to do it for another issue, we can't have it being done with the Supreme Court. So I do believe he might be setting this up perfectly. And Dan Bongino let us know that, yeah, we're cleaning out our agency. We're getting everything prepared. And this is what he put out. Thanks for allowing me to communicate with you on this account. Many of you asked about our recent high-profile arrests of violent criminals here illegally. Border security is national security. The FBI will continue to provide its investigative expertise to track down violent criminals who are in our country illegally. We will use every legal tool available in conjunction with the DOJ to remove and or prosecute these dangerous criminals. The director and I have already begun the process of reforming how we evaluate the three tiers of employees, the leaders of managers, the agents in the professional class, and the new employees and trainees. Some of those changes have already been implemented. Other changes will take more time. I'll state again, I realize asking you to trust me is an insult. This isn't a trust me business. It's a get stuff done business. You will, and he capitalized will, see results. What the director and I are doing is not an accident. Reform and results are our only priorities. We have no other agenda. We didn't come here to let America down. Watch what happens. Continue to demand results. Be cautious when you're told a story and not the story. Let time put the puzzle pieces together, and what we're doing will make sense. We see and hear you and your feedback. Thanks again for your time. He's letting us know, listen, we're not just sitting in the agency. We're cleaning it out. We're making it so we have the ability to investigate and prosecute these people. I do believe Pam Bondi is doing the same thing. We know Tulsi Gabbard is. She's created an incredible task force to look at all individuals. Because again, if we're going to use these agencies, we need to get rid of those people that might do us harm, that might mess up our investigation, that might mess up a prosecution. Wouldn't it suck if we had an investigation, we had the evidence, we tried to prosecute, and all of a sudden, we find out that, hey, look, certain information isn't correct. Some information was changed. The evidence is missing. And all of a sudden, the cases can't go forward. Would everyone be pissed off? Of course they would. And this is all being done for what reason? It's all being done to show who is treasonous. And I do believe this is all for the midterms right now. Because we need to take full control of the House and Senate with MAGA people. And Trump, I do believe he laid out the timeline. He says, we're going to prove that all of their treasonous years of betrayal will not be forgotten because it's treason. What they did is treason. And he laid out the timeline. And I do believe in the end, he's going to show, look, these are the people that are getting the kickbacks. These are the people that have been money laundering. These are the people that have been doing all these things. And I do believe this is probably going to happen before the midterms. Take a listen to what he said here.
It's going to be something, and I'm actually looking forward to the midterms. I really are. We're going to prove that all of their treasonous years of betrayal will not be forgotten, because it's treason. What they did is treason. When they allowed millions of people to pour in through open borders from all over the world, they came. To me, that's treason. What they've done to our country is unthinkable.
So I do believe everything that he's doing right now is to actually set all these people up. Yes, is he setting up the Federal Reserve? Absolutely. Is he cutting off their funding? Absolutely. Has he put people into place to run the agencies? Has he taken the control away from the deep state players? Absolutely. Are these people now going through all these agencies, removing all the criminals? Because really, that's what they are. Is he cleaning house? Yes, a clean house is very, very important. And once that is all clean, I do believe it will be clean before the midterms, probably by July 4th, 2026, because Elon, he is cutting the government down in size and removing and he'll be exposing all the money laundering. All of this is all going to come together. All the puzzle pieces will come together. And you're going to see the investigation from the FBI. You're going to see the evidence being produced by DOGE. You're going to see who the individuals are who have been laundering money and doing other treasonous crimes. But I do believe this first part is to actually take control of the House, take control of the Senate. And once we have control of all of this, and we have control of every single agency, and we removed all the criminals from these agencies, that is when we can have true justice. And I do believe that Trump, he's put everything into place. He looks very, very confident. And I do believe in the end, with everything that they're doing, we're going to see justice, because treason doesn't pay. And we can do all of this. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments Alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 1/10 ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin. With only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply, Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com.